Owl Hall by Robert Campbell and Lindsay Clanfield. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2011. Episode 11. Kara's Story, Two-Part Special, Part 2.
So, that was the famous incident. It was in all the newspapers and on TV. You probably saw it. I can still see the newspaper headlines. Pyro Boy Burns Down Broken Home. I had to look the word up in the dictionary. Pyromaniac. Someone who wants to start fires because they have a mental illness. It's an ugly word. An ugly word to describe people who do terrible things.
And what happened to Martin? Did the police find him?
I was the one who the police interviewed. I was the one who had to see all the doctors and listen to all their questions. Nobody talked to Martin.
Why not?
Because...
Because what? Let him go, Kara. Let him go.
What do you mean?
You heard his voice. You heard it when you arrived at Owl Hall, remember? Stop pretending.
I'm not pretending.
Then tell me what really happened to Martin.
Martin is dead.
How did he die?
When we argued. I heard the front door shut. I thought he'd left the house. But he hadn't. He stayed in the house and started the fire. But this time, I wasn't there to put it out. He died in the fire. Martin's dead.
So why have you been pretending that he's still alive?
Everybody thinks it was my fault.
No, they don't. Martin started the fire, not you. Everybody knows that.
How do you know? How do you know what everybody thinks? You knew, didn't you? All this time you knew that Martin was dead. Why didn't you say anything?
I wanted to help you.
You work for Howard. That's why you became my friend. You're not really my friend, are you? This was all a trick.
No, Kara.
Leave me alone.
Kara, where have you been? We've been looking for you everywhere. Oh, darling, are you all right?
Stop lying to me. Everybody's lying to me. Tell me the truth. I want to know the truth.